Welcome back to another episode of 5 After 3, the podcast. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of 5 After 3, the podcast. I am your host, Michelle. If you are a returning listener, thank you for tuning in to yet another week. If this is your first time here, welcome. As a reminder, this podcast was not designed to be super long. It was designed to be short and sweet with the hopes that in the end, you will leave motivated, inspired, encouraged, and or all of the above. Every week, we discuss 5 points about one topic, and today kicks off the Versus series. So we are all aware of the Versus challenges that was happening some time ago. It kind of got us, I think, a little bit after the pandemic. There will be two amazing groups or solo artists, not necessarily battling with songs of our youth, but I like to call it providing a trip down memory lane. The kicker is that social media would determine in a way who or if there was a winner. So let me see. There was Escape and SWV. And then there was Monica and Brandy, you know, and a couple more. Well, I feel as if there are Versus, V-E-R-S-U-S, challenges that we deal with every day in life. Whether it's in marriage, relationships, or even if our work, even in our work life, whether that's entrepreneurial or in corporate life, we have to make decisions based on options. So in this series, we are diving into the contrasting dynamics of praise and pressure, exploring their differences and kind of understanding how or uncovering how they intertwine in unexpected ways. So before we get into praise and pressure, praise versus pressure, I think it's important that we understand the difference. So it's my belief that everyone wants to be recognized for something. It can be for something that a person did, what they wore, or even something that they said. And believe it or not, people crave it. Yep, they do. People crave the praise. It's a fact that some people crave it so much that sometimes they do things intentionally just to get the praise. It serves as a positive reinforcement. It motivates. And with some people, it kind of pushes them to strive for excellence. But then there is pressure. Pressure comes in different forms. It comes when a person is seeking praise. It comes with self-expectations or the thought that there are expectations and demands for you from others. So this creates, I believe, fear and thoughts of failure, which I think can stump your journey to success. So praise can kind of be that foundation of motivation because you want to succeed and continue to do better. And pressure comes because there is the expectation to do better. Believe it or not, both can cause stress and anxiety. So we talked about motivation and we talked about expectation, right? Both are mindsets. Praise nurtures a growth mindset, right? Because it should encourage you to embrace challenges, to kind of learn from your failures and persist in what it is that you're trying to do. Whereas pressure is more of a fixed mindset, right? You fear failure and there's no up and down from it. You avoid risk because there's no up and down for you, either win or you lose, right? And you do all of this to maintain your perceived competence. So although praise can kind of cultivate this resilience and make you feel comfortable in growing, then you have pressure, which hinders you in your ability to grow, which then reinforces the fear of failure. So I hope we're still together, right? So point one, understanding the difference between praise and pressure, and then understanding the mindset that both praise and pressure produces. When it comes to praise and pressure, which leads us to our third point, one is authentic based and the other is performance based. It's kind of self-explanatory, right? Praise is often genuine and authentic, right? So if you're in corporate America and your boss says, or your director says, hey, you did a good job, that's recognizing you for your unique ability to have completed that task or project. And it's them recognizing you as being a leader and that your contributions are valued, right? So it's authentic. They mean it when they say it to you. But if your boss gives you pressure, it's more pressure to get the job done. So it's more geared towards your performance and what the outcome will be. This overshadows the authenticity, right? And then fear comes back again. Fear of failure, fear of judgment. So while genuine praise can kind of strengthen your relationship and kind of build that trust, pressure leads people to prioritize your performance over the authenticity, straining the connection. Our last point when we speak about praise versus pressure, each has a self-care level. Oh, I bet you didn't think I was going there, right? The self-care level with praise, you know, it contributes in a positive way to a person's individual self-image, resilience, and their overall satisfaction with themselves. And then when you think about the pressure can have detrimental effects mentally, physically, leads to stress, burnout. Your performance is not as good as it was the first time or the first project. So both has a level of self-care that needs to be maintained, if you will. And I like the word maintain because we talk about self-care and it's really, truly, it's a maintenance. It's a maintenance of the mind. It's a maintenance of just your overall day-to-day living. So in conclusion, while praise and pressure may initially appear as opposing forces, they kind of intersect in a nuanced type of way. It impacts you, whether it's your motivation, whether it's your mindset, authenticity, or your well-being, right? All of our 5 points. But by understanding them all and its correlations, we can strive to create environments, whether it's in your entrepreneurial world or in our corporate world, it can strive to create these environments that cultivate genuine recognition, foster intrinsic motivation, and promote holistic growth. So this wraps up another episode. I hope you gained insight if you are in corporate America, like I said, or if you are just operating in the entrepreneurial world. Either way, I'll see you next week.